Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always, to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. Well, I think you're going to feel that way, especially when you meet our new friend, Myra Goodman. Myra and her husband, Drew, started their small business over 20 years ago, when Myra was only six, I guess, and it's an interesting business. It's one it's not the average business, because they started, and I think probably when they began, they didn't even realize they were starting a business. It was almost like a reaction. They start out with raspberries, and now it's grown into something pretty darn big. They're part of the organic food. Well, actually, I shouldn't say they're part of the organic food movement. They actually started the organic food. They are the founders of Earthbound Farms. And Myra Goodman is here today with her book, Food to Live By. Myra, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
First, let me say how proud I am of you and Drew, and congratulations on your great success in your business.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, I grew up on a farm, Myra, and we used natural fertilizer on our gardens. And natural fertilizer, folks, I think you know what I mean by that. And so we were pretty, I think we may have been organic long, you know, maybe, you know, like decades ago. Myra, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, agricultural chemicals haven't always been around. People just used to, that was the only way to farm in the old days.
Right. Yeah, and I was the guy who was in charge of natural fertilizer distribution.
But you know, now there's some pretty sophisticated natural organic fertilizers. People aren't just kind of shoveling those natural fertilizers like you might have done in the old days.
Yeah, because I was around. You know, I was also around when those natural fertilizer machines were making their products.
But, right.
But anyway, no, you're right. There's a whole, that's a whole, almost a whole industry there. But tell us about the origins of your company, Earthbound Farms.
Well, my husband and I started our little farm in our backyard at our home where we still live. We live on a 2.5-acre piece of property, and we started right out of college. I was 20, he was 23, not with the intention of being farmers at all. We're actually both from Manhattan. We're city kids.
You're city kids. How about that?
Yes, we're city kids.
You thought milk came in bottles, didn't you?
Yeah, we
and
did.
And potatoes. You thought potatoes grew on trees, didn't you?
You grow up in Manhattan in, you know, the concrete jungle, and suddenly you're living on a farm and you're coaxing this beautiful food from the soil, and you know, it's very kind of magical to live in nature and to be producing food. And we had a little raspberry patch, and we sold the raspberries by the side of the road. And we were just going to do it for about a year until we figured out what our real careers were going to be.
Right.
And we kind of, you know, got seduced by the land and by the lifestyle, and started adding more crops. And
so
we I don't know if you know this, Jim, but we were the first people in 1986 to put salads in a bag. We were growing.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we were growing these little baby lettuces. Baby lettuces were starting to
I eat. Love that stuff.
Yeah, kind of the in thing in the 80s for the chefs, but you sold them in whole little heads, and you sold your greens in little bunches. And for our personal use, we would cut and wash a whole bunch of greens, dry them, and put them in Ziploc bags, one for each day of the week, and they stayed fresh. And we always thought it would be such a great product.
In 1986, when we had
some salad and we had lost a customer, didn't know what to do with it, we tried selling these salads in a bag, and they took off. And so we were actually the first company to do that. And last year, in 2006, was the 20th anniversary of packaged salads, and that
How about
was.
That?
So, yeah, so that was really what was interesting with our company, is that we started growing really quickly in the late 80s because we had this specialty convenient product, and it just happened to be organic. People weren't really buying it because it was organic. Back then, people didn't really know that much about organic, and you couldn't see the chemical smell, the chemical taste, the chemicals. Nobody really thought that they were there, that they were an issue. So our company grew pretty quickly with this product, and then I would say 15 years later, you know, for the past maybe 8-9 years, organic has really, interest in organic has really soared, especially the last, you know, 2 or 3 years.
I remember the song, the Joni Mitchell song, put farmer put away the DDT. I don't mind having spots on my apples or something like that.
That was
back in the 70s. So at what point in time, Myra, did you realize that instead of going and looking for a profession, your profession had found you?
You know, I had a moment because we started our business in our house. And I remember a moment in the late 80s when I looked in my living room and we had a salad packing line and a bunch of employees packing salad right in my living room. And I said, I guess I'm in the organic salad business. I guess this is my career.
Yeah. How about that? Now,
yeah.
Okay. So it took off. Now, you still live on 2.5 acres, but that's a lot of food you're getting out of that little 2.5 acres.
Actually, our farm now, we're actually the largest grower of organic produce in the country. We farm on 30,000 certified organic acres.
Now, these are your own farms that you're probably leasing the land, or maybe you own some of it, but you're not outsourcing any of this?
No, we are actually. Part of how we grew over this time is we actually had some partnerships with a couple of Salinas Valley multi-generational farming families.
Right.
Just for access to the land, because, you know, two city kids from New York didn't really have access to this land that's been in families for generations.
Right, right.
And they own some of it, but a lot of it's leases, a lot of it is farmed in cooperation with other farmers. We do have farmers that grow for us and pack their product in our label. We actually have 150 different farmers that grow product for Earth Farm.
So you were a small business who was outsourcing before outsourcing was cool, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, what it was we had people that were growing for us, some people growing with us, and then we were, and we still do, you know, we wash and pack the salad.
But think about this though, Myra. The point I'm trying to make, and I want to get across to you, to my audience, is look at how you were able to leverage your dream without having to have all of the capital that was required to get access to that land. You created partnerships. You created strategic alliances.
Exactly, because I was talking to someone about this the other day. We're the only organic company left that is our size.
Wow.
They've been bought out or gone public.
Wow. I'm proud of you. Stand by, Myra. We got to take a quick break, folks. Myra Goodman is our guest. Her new book is called Food to Live By. It's good recipes. We're going to talk about those when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you got to do is remember my...
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Myra Goodman. She's the author of Food to Live By, the Earthbound Food Organic Cookbook. Ladies and gentlemen, and my website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And Myra, I bet you've got a website too, don't you?
Yeah, it's ebfarm.com.
EB? Say it again.
EBfarm, EBFARM.com,
okay.
Like Earthbound Farm.
Like EB for Earthbound, ladies and gentlemen.
EBfarm, singular, no
F. .com. And what can we find the book there?
You can find the book there. It's actually available anywhere books are sold. There's, you know, pretty much all the online retailers sell it, and any bookstore sells it as well.
You know, Myra, and by the way, folks, this thing is wonderful. It's thick. It's full of color. I know how expensive it is to print books, and this is a very expensive book to print, folks. But it's only, what is the price on this thing?
It's $21.95.
What?
Retail, and a lot of these online retailers sell it a lot.
$21 for this book. It costs $25 to print this thing. That's a heck of a deal, ladies and gentlemen. This is it's four color, and let's see, we even have your picture on the back. Ladies and gentlemen, the picture on the back cover is worth the price of the book.
Oh, you are too sweet. Well, let me tell you, there are 260 recipes. recipes in this book, and there's over 300 photographs of, you know, beautiful food photographs, photographs of our farm. And I think just for the recipes are really across the menu recipes. You've got great desserts and you've got meat dishes. Some people think that because it's from Earthbound Farm, it's going to be vegetarian or all salad.
No, lots of meat. Chicken. I'm looking at chicken paprikash and grilled salmon with artichoke, olive, and caper sauce. I love that one. I'm going to try that this weekend.
Oh, you got to let me know if you like it, because there are some really good recipes. There's also, we put some of our secret recipes. We gave up the secret to some of our secret recipes. We've got.
You gave up your secrets?
We did.
Wow.
And in Carmel Valley, we are famous for our maple almond granola and our ginger snaps, which are two of the first recipes I developed. We sell thousands of bags of those. People buy them from all over the country. They get addicted to them, and those recipes are in here as well.
Now, here's one that you and I share, because I make these. You call it garlicky string beans. I make those myself. You know the good thing about that meal? Keeps the werewolves away.
Yeah, and garlic.
The garlic keeps the werewolves away. Also, roast. Now, here's one I'm going to have you explain to me. Roasted root vegetable medley. Now, there's no rhubarb in there, is there?
No. You know what my family's favorite,
but there is
when
parsnips,
we do that,
though.
Is we do parsnips, peeled parsnips, yams, and some regular potatoes, but I like the Yukon Golds or the more yellow-fleshed ones, and you just chop them into, you know, bite-sized cubes, toss them with some olive oil and salt, and you just bake them. I don't know what we say in here. I think I usually bake them at about 425, stir them. They're ready in less than an hour, and they are so good. They
450,
so good.
450, by the way.
450,
okay.
Thank you.
How do we eat healthy? How do we eat organically when we're working the schedule that we're working as small business owners? You got any suggestions?
You know, eating organically, right now, the thing about organic, it is really available in almost every supermarket. It's available from, you know, your local farmer's market to Walmart to pretty much every supermarket, and that's what's really changed about organic. In the old days, when Drew and I started our farm in the 80s, you'd have to drive to that one little health food store that had a really poor selection of products that was really expensive, that was bad quality. So what's happening now is that organic is really accessible. It's become more affordable. It is still more expensive, but it is a lot more affordable, and it's really available, and there's so much variety. And I think some people say to me, well, what do you mean by an organic cookbook? And the truth is, these recipes can be made with organic or conventional ingredients. It's just that the organic ingredients are actually out there to make this huge variety of food.
Why do you feel so strongly about organic? What's wrong with the other stuff?
I don't want to say there's anything wrong with the other stuff. I think that eating more fresh produce, more whole grains, more food that you prepare at home versus buy it at fast food restaurants.
Don't open up a can. If you can cook without opening up a can, right?
Some cans are great. You know, I made a soup yesterday, and I opened up a can of tomatoes, and I opened up a can of
beans. Oh, yeah, tomatoes are good. I use a lot of tomatoes.
So I think that, you know, there's some simple foods that are in cans that don't have preservatives, that aren't full of a bunch of crap. But I think that there's so many ways to eat healthy, and I just believe that food should be delicious. I've got so many yummy, naughty recipes in here. But when you're eating food, to be eating chemicals that are really designed to kill weeds and kill pests, you know, on the farm, they're just not meant to be healthy for your body, and they're also not healthy for the environment.
How can we feel comfortable about the greens that we buy these days?
You know, if you saw, you know, how we wash our salad, it's really hard to wash your salad as thoroughly at home as really good processors do in their process plant. And I can tell you that Earthbound Farm salads are safer than they've ever been. And if people are interested, on our website, if you go under at ebfarm.com, the first link under products talks about our quality and food safety program. And I think that would give people a lot of reassurance about all the steps.
Is that what we look for in the supermarket, Earthbound Farms?
Yeah.
We look for that.
Yeah, we are in actually three-quarters of all supermarkets in America.
Earthbound Farms, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Food to Live By. The author is Myra Goodman. Myra, congratulations to you and your husband on your business. And will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We got to get together and cook sometime.
I would love to. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thanks.
Had a great time.
Thanks, Myra. Myra Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, Earthbound, a food to live by, wherever books are sold. Quick break, right back after these messages.
And you ain't had enough to eat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.